Airtran CEO Joseph Leonard met with Milwaukee's mayor, a newspaper editorial board, and the chairman of the Milwaukee County Board, just to mention some of his stops. Midwest Airlines Board of Directors last week rejected Airtran's bid to take over Midwest, saying the offer wasn't good enough. But Leonard says he still hopes to sweeten the deal.
Well, it depends on whether we can find additional value. We've made it clear from our original letter that we would like to sit down and do due diligence, a process that's been denied to us, but that if we could do due diligence and find additional value, we'd be certainly more than willing to pay for that.
But while Midwest is blocking the larger airline from taking a closer look at its books, Leonard is trying to win over the broader community. He denies Midwest's contention that a merger would cost a lot of jobs in Wisconsin, and he's trying to ease concern from Midwest's labor unions about meshing two workforces.
I would say that at the end of the day, we'll integrate the seniority in a manner that's fair to everybody.
Milwaukee County owns Mitchell Airport, where Midwest Airlines is the biggest client. The county says it doesn't want a merger to cut into business at Mitchell. County Board Chairman Lee Holloway was asked if taxpayers would be protected.
It's a great possibility it could be.
Midwest Airlines continues to argue it has a better business plan to ensure growth as a Wisconsin-based company. Chuck Quirnbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.